The positron principle, why good news is real news you just never see. A few weeks ago, I was having coffee with a friend, and somewhere between the first and second cup, she said something that stuck with me. I've basically stopped reading the news, she said. It just makes me feel terrible, and then I feel guilty for not knowing what's going on. And here's the thing, she's not lazy or shallow or hiding from the world. She's one of the most engaged, curious people I know. She had just quietly decided that the daily news was doing her more harm than good. I've heard some version of that sentence from a lot of people lately, and every time I have the same reaction. I get it, I completely get it, because I felt exactly the same way, for years, and it's the whole reason Positron Today exists. Bad news isn't a conspiracy, it's just how attention works. Let me be clear about something up front, because it matters. I don't think there's a smoke-filled room somewhere where editors decide to ruin your morning. The relentless negativity of the news isn't a plot. It's something much more ordinary, and honestly, much harder to fix. It's the completely predictable result of how human attention, human psychology, and the media business all push in the same direction. We are, as a species, wired to pay more attention to bad things than to good things. There's decades of solid research behind this. I'll get into the actual science in the next few articles because it's genuinely fascinating, but you already know it in your gut. One nasty comment sticks with you longer than 10 kind ones. A single thing going wrong colors your whole day in a way that a single thing going right somehow never quite manages. Now put that very human tendency next to a media industry that lives or dies on clicks, page views, and advertising, and you don't need a conspiracy. You just need incentives. Negative headlines get more attention gets more clicks get more money. Everybody in that chain is behaving rationally. The result is a picture of the world that is systematically, structurally tilted toward the worst of it, the part where I actually count it. For a long time, this was just a feeling of mine. A stubborn suspicion that the news was more negative than the world it was supposed to describe. But a feeling isn't evidence, and I didn't want to build a whole website on a vibe. So I did something about it. Every single day, Positron scans dozens of news sources. The BBC, The Guardian, The Standard, Le Monde, Nature, and about 40 others. And an AI reads every headline and sorts the genuinely positive stories from the negative, anxious, gloomy ones. The good stuff gets published, and the rest, I keep it, all of it. In a running log, I call what gets skipped. I have to admit, even I was a little stunned when I looked at the totals. As I write this, that log holds 70,975 articles filtered out as too negative to publish. Nearly 71,000 from 45 sources. And when you break down what all that negativity actually is, the picture is almost comically bleak. Political conflict is the single biggest category at a full 28%, followed by crime and violence, economic doom, disaster and accident, war. Story after story after story, engineered, not maliciously, just reliably, to make you feel that the world is on fire. That number isn't a guess or an opinion, it's a receipt. And it's the closest thing I've seen to hard proof that the imbalance is real. So why Positron? I named the site after a particle and I promise there's a point to it. A positron is the antimatter twin of an electron, identical in every way, except that it carries a positive charge instead of a negative one. It's one of the most fundamental things in the universe. It's described by physics, confirmed by experiment, and it's genuinely all around us, in the air, in our bodies, out in the cosmos. And yet, almost nobody ever thinks about it. It's always there, quietly doing its thing, mostly invisible to everyday life. That felt like exactly the right metaphor. Good things are happening in the world all the time, real, verified, meaningful things. They aren't rare, they aren't made up. They are every bit as fundamental and every bit as real as all the bad stuff. They just don't get the attention they deserve. They are the positrons of the news cycle, always present, rarely seen. This is not about pretending I want to be really careful here, because this is the part people misunderstand, and it's the part I care about most. Positron is not about pretending the world is fine. It's not toxic positivity. It's not sticking your fingers in your ears and humming. War is real. Injustice is real. The climate is real. I am not asking anyone to look away from any of it, and I'd be embarrassed to run a site that did. What I'm arguing is something narrower and, I think, harder to disagree with. The coverage is out of proportion to the reality. When 28% of everything that gets filtered is political conflict, that's not a neutral mirror held up to the world. That's a funhouse mirror, stretching the anxious bits and shrinking everything else. All I'm trying to do is add a little weight to the other side of the scale, not to replace the bad news, to balance it. And there's a lovely detail that makes this whole thing feel right to me. Every story on Positron links straight back to the original publisher. I'm not trying to steal anyone's journalism. I'm trying to be a better discovery layer for the good work that already exists and gets buried. The journalists doing the actual reporting deserve the credit and the clicks. I'd genuinely rather send you to them than keep you here. Where this goes next, this is the first in a short series of articles where I want to dig properly into the ideas underneath this site. Not just the news is a bummer, here's a nicer website, but the actual science of why we're like this and what it does to us. Over the next few pieces, I want to look at the psychology of negativity bias. Why bad really is stronger than good. The beautiful and slightly depressing work of Daniel Kahneman and Amos Tversky on how we overvalue losses. The way social media algorithms took all of this human wiring and poured rocket fuel on it. And finally, what the research says the constant drip of doom actually does to our minds. And what a better news diet can do instead. It's a bit of a rabbit hole, and I've loved every minute of climbing down into it. My friend from the coffee was right to step back from the news as it is. I just don't think stepping back should be the only option. There's another one. And it was always there. You just needed somewhere to look for it. Hope this was a useful start. More soon. Cheers, Rick.